When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, real quick, guys, do me a favor. Don't forget to visit, share, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode, yeah, we went there today. With today's episode, this is going to be a good one. And if you got friends and family and loved ones, bring them all in. Because this is one of those episodes you're going to want to share with everybody you know. Go ahead, if you're watching this, go ahead and tag your friends, tag your relatives, tag the people you don't even speak to that often. But this is one of those episodes that you're going to be glad that you're caught. And maybe if this is your first time tuning in, your very first time hearing my voice, let me take this time and this moment to tell you thank you. I'm so glad that you are and that you're tuning in. And so with Travis, man, I've been streaming your show for the 4 years that you've been on. You have? Thank you very much. I appreciate the support. Guys, today's episode is going to be amazing. And let me go ahead and get some stuff out the way because this one, you don't want to wait on this one. Guys, if you've been listening to the show, whether you are in Spain or whether you're in Portugal or whether you're in Japan or whether you're in Mexico or Trinidad and Tobago or maybe you're in the UK or Australia, doesn't matter. TMG is heard around the world. And whether you're listening to the show or not, wherever you are, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to share and maybe come on a show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, well, Travis, man, I know someone that has an inspiring story that would be a great guest on your show. What should I do? Send us their information at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. Guys, listen, I'm going to play some information from our affiliate sponsors in a moment. Once I play that information, I'm going to come back and I'm going to bring our special guest on the show. Don't go away. I'm not going nowhere. Come on back, y'all. It's just a short break. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly tmg.com/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo.
There it is, guys, right there. Please take the time and visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The information you ask is right there below. It's in the chat. And if you're not watching this, guys, listen up. You'll have that information. Guys, if you're not aware of this, September, the month of September is National Suicide Prevention Month. And when learning that and knowing that, it helped me begin to shape and formulate tonight's episode. Because that's what we're going to talk about, guys. And that's what we're going to bring a highlight to. I want to bring some information to you guys that maybe some of you may know or may not know. But if you not know this, guys, suicide is one of the leading causes of death here in the United States. I kid you not. As a matter of fact, the statistics show it's the 11th leading cause of death right here in the United States. Guys, you may not be aware of this, but over 49,000 people died by suicide in the year 2022. That's just 2 years ago. Yeah, that was actually equated out to one death in every 11 minutes. Now, many adults think about suicide or they attempt it more than you realize. 13.2 million seriously thought about suicide. 3.8 million people made an actual plan for suicide, and 1.6 million people actually attempted suicide. If you feel that you need some help, if you feel you're inside of a crisis, guys, please reach out to this crisis line. That's 988 Suicide Crisis Line and Lifeline. It is a 24-hour line, guys, available for you, and they speak English as well as Spanish. Guys, I want to go ahead in a few moments bring on my special guest, but the belief that, and I only got to start off with this, you know, if you didn't catch today's episode topic, today's episode title, guys, is One Life to Live. Yeah, one life to live. You only have one life to live. When I think about that, I think about the, if you heard anybody say cats have nine lives. I know. Anybody ever say that, heard that? Raise your hand. A cat has nine lives. Well, the belief that cat has nine lives is based on the idea that cats are resilient and can survive against odds. And because cats seem to survive falls that would seem like be threatening, would be life-threatening to humans, that no matter what you do, a cat seems to always land on their feet. But we aren't cats, now are we? And there are some dilemmas that some find it very difficult to land on their feet from or get back up on their feet from. Suicide is one of the leading causes of death here in the United States. On average, yes, guys, get it, it's one every 11 minutes. Suicide impacts families, communities, and it affects every demographic. Guys, today we will talk about the impacts, the warning signs, and prevention, and of course, survival. Guys, do me a favor, give a huge TMG welcome, guys, for our licensed psychotherapist, guys, Jasmine. Come on here, girl. How you doing, Jasmine?
What's going on? I'm so happy to be with you today. How are you?
Jasmine, I'm happy that you're here. Now, Jasmine, I didn't want to mispronounce your last name, so you're going to have to help me phonetically say this.
Akalanu.
See, I knew. I knew you was about that, Jasmine. I knew you were going to try to trip me up with that. You see how she tried to do me with that, y'all?
You got it. Try it. Try it once.
Akalanu.
There you go. See?
I practiced it. Jasmine, I'm so happy that you're here today. I really am, to talk about this very important topic that sometimes people, it kind of gets swept under the rug. You know how when you sweep stuff under the rug, you sweep it under there, things say, well, I'll go back and get that later. But we never seem to go back and get this later. It always seems to keep popping up. It always seems to keep coming up. And we don't really hear about suicide, death by suicide, Jasmine, until it actually occurs. We don't hear about it enough on news or radio. And with social media, you know, airing everything, things like this really don't come up until, you know, it actually happens. By that time, it's too late. And we go, what are the statistics? And what was this person thinking? Or what was on their mind? So, you know, I'm glad that you're here so we can talk about it. I really am.
I'm glad to be here. As you mentioned, it's a very important topic. It's something that we need to bring out of the shadows and into the limelight. Because although we've made progress when it comes to mental health and talking about suicide, we still have a long ways to go. So conversations like this matter, and it's going to help everyone notice what they need to find in their loved ones and themselves if they're at risk for suicide.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm like this, Jasmine. I know that there's someone that's listening right now that either you've contemplated suicide, mm-hmm. you're thinking about it right now, you've attempted it, you've made a plan for it, you sat down and thought about it, and you wondered how you were going to execute that plan, what it's going to be with this, that way, or that way. Right now, if you're listening to this, I want you to tune in both ears, eyeballs on, whether you're watching this or you're driving, or maybe right now you're at home and you finally found a moment of peace and quiet and there's nobody tugging on you, saying mama or daddy, your phone's not going off. You got a moment, or maybe all of that stuff is still happening right now. I want you to tune in because this is going to help. Now, Jasmine, speaking with you before the show was great. We had a great energy. I loved it. And I absolutely had to have you on the show about this topic. Death by suicide is a topic, like I said, that gets kind of left in those shadows. Mm-hmm. And man, there's so many reasons it can be. I know we can't isolate one because there's so many. What do you feel are some contributing factors that help keep this important topic from gaining much needed attention?
When we talk about suicide and mental health, the buzzword, the biggest word is stigma. Mm-hmm. We still have a lot of stigma when we talk about and think about mental health. There's a lot of shame associated with asking for help, right? So when we think about suicide and mental health issues, being able to have these sorts of conversations is important because each conversation helps relieve the stigma associated with this subject that may seem taboo to some communities or to some people. But the more that we talk about it, the more people are able to feel comfortable in sharing their vulnerabilities and asking for help when they need it. But stigma is a big part of why we don't bring issues like this, like suicide, to the forefront.
I agree. Jasmine. When you mentioned the word suicide, people start thinking, oh, those people are crazy. Something's wrong with them. Right. You know, instead of seeing the individual, we start seeing the action. We start seeing what they did, and we start labeling before we see the person. And let me say this, guys. A lot of times when people are in situations where suicide is involved or something that our society has kind of banned as terrible, awful, we have a tendency as people, as human society, we will label an individual before we try to help an individual.
Right.
And when we do that, all that does is compile that and pack it down more. So whatever they're dealing with emotionally, whatever they're dealing with mentally, all that does is press it down more. So if they were trying to get out, all of a sudden, Jasmine, now they feel like they're fighting literally for their lives because they're fighting to breathe.
And they're fighting in isolation.
And that's it.
Stigmatized. So who can I ask for help? Who can I talk to about these problems that I'm going through or these issues that I'm facing? Because if I look to my left or right, social media, friends, family, everybody seems to be doing well. No one's talking about the concerns or the challenges that I'm facing. So I'm feeling alone in my problems. And whenever we feel alone in our problems, it creates a lot of shame. And shame in and of itself keeps us quiet.
Listen, have you ever, I remember, anybody ever been in class? You've been in school, raise your hand, type it in chat, you've been in school. And the teacher, asks a question and you're not sure of what the answer is. You're not quite sure of the answer and you don't raise your hand. Because it's not you don't raise your hand because you're unsure of the answer. You don't raise your hand because you don't want to look bad.
Yeah.
You don't raise your hand because you don't want to be made ashamed or be assumed make fun of you. Mm-hmm. Because you've seen them make fun of somebody else who got the answer wrong. And so you don't want to be on the other end of that stick. So when we're going through different things in our lives, Jasmine, we don't raise our hands for help because we've seen how people make fun of people who need help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Which, again, pushes those issues back into the shadows.
Yep.
They get swept under the rug. And whenever we have something in the dark, it has power over us.
Always.
It's the light. It's the exposure. It's community that brings out the light and the support and the love and the connection that we need to get out of those problems. But the more we hide in the shadows with our issues, with mental health, with suicide, the more isolated we feel and the more the problem, whatever it is able to control us.
I tell people this, you know, whether you have physically taken your life or not, once you have disconnected from life and disconnected from society and disconnected from family and friends and loved ones and people, you're already in a slow process of dying already.
Absolutely.
You just have not physically done the act. You're already doing it. You're going through the same mental and emotional process that someone has done physically.
Right.
You've separated yourself from everybody. You will not engage in life. And you have isolated yourself from everybody. Your mind is the same mindset of someone who has physically committed suicide. You're doing the same thing. There's no difference.
We say die by suicide.
Yes. You're doing the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no difference in that. So one of the first things people always ask, always comes to people's mind is when a person might ask why a person might believe that death by suicide is a choice they have made. From your experiences, what have you seen as some contributing factors to this as why a person would process their life this way and this would be a choice?
Right. So suicide becomes a choice, like I mentioned, shame, feeling alone in their problems, feeling like they have no one to talk to. They're in crisis. They don't see any way out. And so the emotional pain and turmoil puts us in this place of being stuck. And no one likes to be stuck. And so in order to be relieved of that feeling of being stuck and whatever pain or shame they're in, suicide becomes an option. And of course, as we always say, suicide is a permanent solution to often a temporary problem. And more often than not, of those people who do attempt suicide and survive, many are glad that they're still alive and they recognize that the problem that they were going through was temporary. But again, the isolation, the stigma, the inability to feel comfortable asking for help or feeling like they have no one to turn to is really what keeps a lot of us stuck and alone.
And what I look at, Jasmine, is this. We aid this. We as society have a way of contributing to this. So I look at one of the contributing factors, definitely that individual, but also as has society as a contributing factor to it as well. Social media, you know, they're looking for a way to escape. They can't escape. Everywhere they go, you know, it has these things that are saying, this is what's wrong with you. This is this, this is that. And it's hard for people who are already in a challenged mental state to find stability when everywhere they go, it looks like everybody else is doing so much better than you. Everybody's doing so well. Everybody's life is so good. And if you're already in a challenged mental state, it becomes tougher for you.
Absolutely.
It's hard to kind of catch your breath, literally, to catch your breath because of all these things. And I understand that for what you do, you must have seen all kinds of individuals from every spectrum, from everywhere experiencing these things. You would think some of the most successful people, you'd be like, oh, well, you should never have it. You should think that way. But oh my gosh, this impacts everybody. You know, it's a spectrum. It's not a narrow beam. It affects everybody from all walks of life. And some people think that, well, only a certain sect of people do it. Of course not. You read about this on the news all the time or see it on TV, you know, some superstar, some movie star, you know, but it's not an isolated thing. And a lot of times, because of that, when we walk in that willful ignorance, it continues.
And as you mentioned at the top of the show, 13.2 million people think
about it,
about suicide. So it's not as if thinking about suicide is uncommon, because it's actually not.
Exactly.
It's actually very common when we're going through some sort of psychosocial stressor or loss or life-altering event to think, you know, I'd be okay if I was able to take myself out, or even have what we call passive suicidal ideation or morbid ruminations, which is, you know, if I went to sleep tonight and I didn't wake up in the morning, I'd be okay with it.
It'd be okay.
I'm not thinking about killing myself personally. I don't want to kill myself. But if I didn't wake up in the morning, I'd be okay. Because what I'm dealing with is just too overwhelming. It's too much. I don't want to deal anymore.
Absolutely. I agree. We think that way. It's heart-wrenching that there are people who do this, and what they're doing, like you said, Jasmine, they're processing these things alone.
Yes. Because we have to normalize it. When we say that number, 13.2 million people think about suicide, we have to normalize that thinking about suicide at a time in our life when we're in crisis is not uncommon.
Correct.
And the more we normalize and destigmatize, number one, the fact that these thoughts happen, and number two, language around reaching out for support and asking for, you know, therapy, medication management, whatever the case may be, then we help people come out of the shadows.
Absolutely. Once we make it as normal as talking about buying a car or buying a home, then those different, and then the language will change.
Yes.
Once that language begins to change, then the narratives around what the situation can change, and then the individual will be willing to reach out for, you know, feel comfortable. And when I say comfortable, I mean safe.
Yes.
They don't feel as vulnerable. And I realize whenever we don't reach out for help, Jasmine, it's because we risk that vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And it's tough. It's tough reaching out for help, because when you reach out for help, you're reaching out for vulnerability. You're making yourself vulnerable when you say, I need help. And many people will not allow themselves to be vulnerable. I'm going to say this. Many people will not allow themselves to be vulnerable enough to get the help that they need.
Yeah.
They won't.
Well, we have to be vulnerable with people we trust.
Correct.
So the question is, do you have people in your life that you trust?
That's a bigger question. That's a question for
another show. And if you don't, let's get those people in your life. That could be a therapist, somebody neutral. Outside of your family or friend group, someone you can trust.
That's right. Someone who has nothing to gain by it at all. You know, someone who's just there to help. Their only sole purpose is there to help and bring that listening ear. And they can't solve your problem, but they can provide you with the tools where you can solve the problem yourself. You know, they can't build a house, but they can give you the hammer. They can give you the wood. They can give you all the things that you need.
We got the plan.
Yeah, they give you all that stuff and say, hey, here you go. Give you the blueprint. Yeah. Give you the blueprint. So here's this nail goes over here. This screw goes over here. And they can provide you with the blueprints. And a lot of people will walk through life, Jasmine, 13.2 million Jasmine. 13 point, that's a large number. 13.2 million people seriously thought about it. Seriously thought. I mean, you gave serious consideration that this would be a viable option for you. Right. And you even mentioned the passive thinking. Well, if I died, you know, it wouldn't matter.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Could matter. You have to understand you do matter. Yes. You know, I know people and whatever you may be dealing with right now may be dictated to you that you don't matter, that you're not important. But I'm going to say this to you, and let me just say this to everybody that's listening, everybody that's watching. If anyone has ever made you feel like you do not matter, like your life does not matter, whether they said something to you in a way, or it was some action or some traumatic thing happened to you that you can't seem to forget, you can't seem to move past, let me say this. I apologize that someone made you feel that way. I'm sorry they made you feel like your life doesn't matter. I'm sorry they told you that you didn't matter. I'm sorry they told you that you were a mistake. You are not a mistake, and your life absolutely, definitely matters. Jasmine,
absolutely.
Death by suicide, sometimes catches families, loved ones, the community, the news, media, everybody. It seems to catch a lot of people by surprise sometimes when it comes out, because you go, wait a minute, that person? No, I thought that person was happy. I just looked at their posts on social media, right, and they were smiling and dancing, and they were at the restaurant. Up. Yeah, yeah. They were all getting turned up on everything, yeah, man. They were all, man, the video was clapping them, and it seems to catch people by surprise when we see that version and then another version, and we're all like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Same person? And it just seems to catch everybody by surprise. What are some of the warning signs? Because they're dancing, they're happy. They take a picture with their family on a family vacation. They're bungee jumping, they're parents. They're living their life. They're living it up. They're living their best
time.
As we say, they living their best life. Yes. They're living it up, Jasmine. But the warning signs are there. What are some warning signs? Because I want to be able to jump into some of those, because we as humans, we can kind of hide what we want to hide. We'll put a smile on our face, and we don't really feel like smiling. What are some of the warning signs, if any, that we could pay attention to for a parent talking to a child, or a grandparent looking at the grandchild, or a spouse? What are some of the possible warning signs that we can pay attention to?
So I want everyone to pay attention to this acronym called HEART. HEART. The H stands for health. Increased use of alcohol or substance use, talking about wanting to hurt themselves or wanting to die. Okay. So that is the H. E, their emotions, extreme mood swings or feeling hopeless or without purpose. You want to pay attention to that. A is for attitude, negativity about professional or personal life, or inappropriate outbursts of sadness or anger, okay? R is for relationships. Maybe you notice they're starting to withdraw. They're not coming to family outings anymore. Friends and coworkers are reaching out to them, but they're not responding. They're not responding to texts. They're not responding to the invitations. The relationships are beginning to become strained because they're isolating. And the last letter is T, which stands for temperament. You notice that they're anxious, they're agitated, they have reckless behavior, they're uncomfortable, they're tired, or they're in unbearable pain. So heart is what I want you to pay attention to. Some other things that I think are really important as well is preparatory behavior is what we call it. And basically what preparatory behavior is when your loved one is preparing to die by suicide they may actually be happy because now they've figured out a way to leave the situation, to leave the earth, to leave the circumstances, the pain, the shame, the turmoil that they're in. And so they may have this sense of peace after you see all of the heart symptoms, okay? And perhaps they start to give away their belongings. Oh, well, you know, you can have my, I don't know, my card collection, right? Or you can have my favorite sunglasses. So they start to give items away. That's a preparatory act. Maybe they try to make amends with loved ones or friends. Hey, I really apologize for what happened 2 years ago. That's not what I wanted to happen. And, you know, I wish I could have made a better choice. So they're trying to make amends with people. They're having conversations, like I mentioned before, with the H about death and dying, or they're mentioning it to you. They're talking about their life or your life with their absence, okay? Oh, you know, a year from now, maybe you'll do this, or maybe you'll go here. And they're describing this life, this future life, but they're not putting themselves in it. So you want to pay attention to all those sorts of behaviors because that could be an indication that your loved one is thinking about suicide.
Absolutely.
Also, pre-existing mental health conditions. So that's back to the age, the health. A lot of times, people who die by suicide, they have pre-existing depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia, PTSD, etc. And maybe they're not properly managing those mental health symptoms appropriately. They've stopped taking medication. Maybe they've tried a new medication. And so those are things that you definitely want to pay attention to when it comes to your loved ones and the warning signs.
Man, listen, everybody that's listening, Jasmine, they're right now thinking about someone who filled that heart. And they're thinking about it. And you should. You should be thinking about that individual. And you should be asking yourself, I see what they're doing, but now I maybe understand why they're doing it. And this all of a sudden, this drastic change in your behavior, you know, you know, you go from being this excited, happy person, individual, full of life. And all of a sudden now you're this recluse. We, you know, what's going on in your mind? So I'm just saying, oh, I'm fine. No. You're not fine.
Yes.
We know you're not fine. Mm-hmm. Something is definitely going on. And we brought this out earlier. You mentioned passive thoughts of suicide. You know, you don't really sit down and contemplate hard on it. But you know, if I don't wake up, I'll be fine. If I die, it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned earlier, you know, whether you carry out the action or not, but the going through the very same thought process, you're doing it to yourself. Mm-hmm. Your mind is still contemplating it in the same manner. So the same way a person who is actually doing it or going to do it, your brain is shutting down. Your mind is still shutting down the same thing. You're withdrawing yourself from life itself. So you're doing this, going through the same process. See, guys, I told you that this episode was going to be good. I told you right now you're going to want to share this with somebody. I told you, go ahead and get your friend and tell them, listen to this. I understand what's going on with Pookie right now. This is what's happening right now. I told y'all Jasmine was going to bring this. Jasmine, they didn't really believe me.
Other thing about warning signs. Mm-hmm. If they've attempted suicide before, that's a warning sign. If they have a loved one, a spouse, a parent, a close friend that's died by suicide, that also puts them at risk.
Absolutely.
Think about children, adolescents in the school system. You might have one child die by suicide. Close friends may then contemplate suicide because it's within that structure, that friend group, that school, the family. So those are also risk factors to pay attention to.
Exactly. Yeah. If there was a parent that died by suicide, those children absolutely need to have counseling.
They're at risk. Yeah.
Absolutely. They're at risk.
Absolutely. They need counseling. Yes.
Because that might be something they consider all because a parent did it. I was telling my daughter this. We have a grandson. He's 3 years old. And Amir. So she has this thing where she plays with him and she hits him. She taps him. And he hits her back. I said, the only reason he hits you back, it's because you hit him. I said, as a parent, whatever you do, you give him permission to repeat.
Right.
So whatever actions we do, we are giving our children permission to repeat, whether we say they can do it or not. When you do it to them and you allow it to happen, we're giving them permission to repeat it. So whatever we do, whether it's a good thing, bad thing, negative thing, if we talk negative, then our children begin to talk negative. It's right. Because we have given them permission to repeat the behavior.
Exactly. And in the psychotherapy world, we call that modeling.
Excellent. Right. I was going to say it. That's exactly what it is. It's called modeling.
That's called modeling.
That's exactly what it is. In biology, it's called a biothesis. That means that's why it's important. So when a dog is born, mm-hmm. it's important that puppy sees its mother.
Yes.
Because that mother, that dog, that puppy will then mimic the mother.
Uh-huh.
So if a puppy sees a chicken, it will think it's a chicken.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's proven. It's science proven. So yeah. Whenever a child sees what happens with a parent, that child's going to say, this is what I'm supposed to do when it gets hard.
Right.
This is what I'm supposed to do when
this
it gets
tough. This is what is acceptable.
This is what's acceptable. Mm-hmm. Because this person signed off on it when they did it. It's like telling a child, don't smoke, but you're smoking.
Right.
Well, don't smoke. Well, you got 5 packs of cigarettes, man. How you gonna tell me not to smoke? 5 packs a day. What are some impacts of this on society as a whole? We talked about family impact, friends impact, loved ones, and your circle impact. But what's the kind of impacts of this on society?
Yeah. So the impact of suicide on society is, number one, we're missing people that we need.
That's right.
We're missing the intelligence, the
exactly.
passion, the life of an individual. So that's number one. Number two, it's costly for our medical system and for our communities as a whole. Number three, it has a really negative effect on the people that are left behind.
That's it.
So exactly. The children. All of these things negatively impact society and our communities when someone dies by suicide and people are left picking up the pieces after the loss. So,
that's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. You know, one thing you mentioned, you said we miss out on the intelligence of that individual. We miss out on what this individual can add to society. We miss out on what this individual can contribute. This is what we want to tell everybody. You're valuable. You can contribute something that no one else can. I know you don't feel like it. I know you don't think like it. I know all your life, maybe somebody never told you that. But let me tell you this. You are so unique that your fingerprints are different than anybody else's.
That's right.
But that tells me, Jasmine, is this. If my fingerprints are different than yours, no matter how well you and I can get along, my fingerprints are so different than yours that I can contribute something that you cannot, that you can contribute something that I cannot. You can put your fingerprints on something and it will respond to you in ways it will never respond to somebody else. Let me ask y'all this question. What is it out there in life that is waiting for your fingerprints on it? What is it is waiting for you to put your hands on it? I know that they tried and it didn't work, but maybe when it's in the right hand, it'll work. Now, I'm not a farmer, Jasmine, but I've seen farmers grow things that I wish I knew how to grow.
Yeah.
And it's not the seed, it's not the city, it's what's in it's in the right hands. When something is in the right hands, it will flourish. Maybe, just maybe, something out there is waiting for you to put your hands on it. Just maybe, something is waiting to grow, and it just needs your fingerprints on it. Mm-hmm. Jasmine, there have been diseases upon diseases, and someone has found the cure to those diseases.
That's right.
That means somebody put their fingerprints on it. Maybe the cure to the next disease is waiting on your fingerprints. Maybe the next best idea, the next best-selling book, the next Oscar-winning movie is waiting for your fingerprints on it. You can't give up now. You can't quit now.
And suicide is a serious Suicide is a serious public health crisis.
Absolutely.
It's a leading cause of death, but it's one of the most preventable causes of death. It's preventable. We can prevent this. How do we prevent it? Showing compassion to ourselves and to others.
I had a therapist on the show this year, and she talked about, and I never forget it, Catrice. I know she's probably watching. Catrice talks about a lot about showing grace to ourselves.
Yes.
We're quick to show grace to everybody else. Forgive everybody else. Give everybody, okay. But ourselves, we won't do that. Yeah. We won't allow ourselves the same grace that we show others. We believe others deserve that grace to grow, and that grace to make a mistake, and that grace to not have it right, and that grace not to be perfect all the time. But that we don't give ourselves that grace. You won't get it right all the time. You won't have the right answer all the time. Show yourself some grace. You mentioned something I was going to bring up about the survivors. How can we provide support for the grieving families and the surviving victims? And when I say victims, I'm not just talking about the family members and friends, but those individuals who attempted and survived it. How can we show support to these individuals?
Like we just talked about, compassion.
Exactly.
People don't need to be lectured. They don't need to feel judged.
Facts.
Or shamed for the decisions that they made or will make, okay? What they need is support and compassion, and how we can wrap around them to identify whatever the gaps were that made them think or attempt suicide was an option in the first place. And for the grieving families that are left behind, absolutely support groups, therapy, again, normalizing suicide, because as we mentioned, one suicide occurs every 11 minutes. Normalizing the fact that this does occur, it's preventable, but it does occur. So how do we support those individuals and families when these things happen? We show compassion. We ask how we can support. And sometimes support is just active listening.
Exactly.
Hey, just calling to check on you. And as you listen to what the needs may be when you're checking on the individual or family, identify what those gaps are and show compassion, but put that compassion into action by actually feeling the need. Because sometimes, as we mentioned earlier, when you say, well, what do you need? What can I help you with? Even when people are grieving or in crisis or need help, sometimes we struggle to ask for it, right? I trust you? Can I trust if I tell you what I really need in this deep, dark moment that you won't go tell someone else, that you won't judge me, that I won't feel a deep sense of shame for even needing to utter the words that I need?
Exactly.
So when you actively listen and you identify what that need might be, just do it.
Man, when we say compassion, Jasmine, to me, The very root word of compassion, we think a lot of times I'm showing compassion. Compassion is actually an action word.
Yes.
It's actually an action word. And it doesn't mean you have to go and try to buy them the moon and the stars, but you find out what they need and you show compassion. Showing compassion is an action word. Mm-hmm. What can I do? What can I do? And when people are in that situation, Jasmine, they're looking for someone who is willing to get in here with me,
right,
and not judge me for being here. Mm-hmm. I want you to come here with me and not judge me for being here. And a lot of times we do, because of those stigmas that we mentioned. We have those preconceived biases already, those unconscious bias. About individuals who are in this state. And it forms a narrative in our minds before we even speak to the person. We just form a narrative in the mind before we talk, have a conversation with them. Oh, they must be way off their rocker, because no one in their right mind would even attempt this. 13.2 million. Okay. Let that wrap around your head. 13.2 million considered it seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, just as serious as they would buying a car, what car they're going to buy, what house they're going to buy, what school they're going to send their children to.
Right.
Seriously consider. Mm-hmm. We're not just talking about what socks you're going to wear, or, you know, or what dress you're going to wear. Seriously consider, Jasmine.
Yes.
That's a serious consideration. So the type of services that you offer provide support for individuals who are in a place in their lives where they feel overwhelmed. How long have you been working with people to help them work through things, through these tough moments in their life?
So I've been working in the field of mental health and substance use disorders for about 10 years.
Wow.
I absolutely love what I do. I specialize in trauma. Trauma is also a contributing or risk factor.
Exactly.
For suicide, a history of emotional, physical, or sexual abuse definitely puts someone at risk.
After 10 years, guys. So you definitely say you know exactly what you're talking about. Nothing fly by night. You definitely understand this. I understand that what has afforded you a full schedule. So I know you got a completely full schedule. So I know you're not looking for new clients right now. That much I know for sure.
I'm not.
But guys, if you ever are looking for support and looking for help, guys, I have that information here on the screen right there. Please, if you know someone who is in a situation where they might be at risk, or if you think they might be at risk, please pass along this information to them and show that compassion. It is an action thing. Show that compassion, because you may be the voice that helps save someone. You may be the voice that helps change someone's mind all about it. Guys, listen, Jasmine, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. I'm glad that you're here. And I like to ask this of all of my guests. So I want to thank you, our very special guest, Jasmine, for being here. I'm going to see if I pronounce your last name again, Jasmine. Don't mess with me. Stop, Jasmine. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not going to do it. What you're not going to do is that, Jasmine.
You did so good in the beginning. Come on.
You know what?
You psyched yourself out.
So here we go. I'm going to close my eyes and try it. Akalanu.
Did
it? Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah. Easy for you. You've been saying it all your life.
I know.
Jasmine, what is something you would tell someone right now, you would say to someone, anyone that's listening, to encourage them to know that there is an alternative to death by suicide?
I just want to say that reaching out for support is so important. I want each person, each one, reach one. That is an old saying. So let's first start with having compassion for ourselves. Self-compassion is what we call it. Being present, positive self-talk, and staying where your feet are. Those are things that are so important, okay? Talking to yourself like you would someone you love and care about. Compassion towards yourself and others is the first step towards destigmatizing mental health and suicidal thoughts. And also, be a kind human. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. And self-care is not a buzzword. It's not a buzzword.
I know, right?
You've got to take care of yourself. Sleep well. Eat well. Connect with others. Whenever you start saying, I don't want to be bothered, I don't want to connect, I need to isolate, I want to withdraw, that's a warning sign for you.
Absolutely.
So in order to identify what's going on with us, we got to check in, right? Check in with yourself, become self-aware about those changes and shifts that you see in your own behavior.
Guys, I told you.
I
told you, Jasmine, you really brought it home with us today. So we appreciate it around a topic that so many people, especially in so many cultures, and we didn't even tap into that.
Because everyone matters. There's so much to be said. Everyone
absolutely
matters.
Absolutely. Where people just feel like it's a topic not to discuss, but it's something worth discussing if it happens one in every 11 minutes, guys. Guys, I got to get out of here. Me and Jasmine got to leave. I don't know what you're going to do next, but we got to get out of here. Guys, listen, you can stream right here every week, each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. guys, or you can get us on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, we're going to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.